Harper Audio presents In Love with a Wicked Man by Liz Carlisle, performed by Carolyn Morris.
Prologue.
Becoming Ned, 1829, Cambridgeshire. Winter had come to Bexham in a swirl of snow that likely wouldn't stick, and a clatter of skeletal branches whose frozen tips pecked and scraped at the headmaster's window like the fleshless fingertips of a wraith. From the quadrangle below came the sound of boys bursting from their classes for dinner, a clamour just loud enough to drown out Edward's growling belly. Hunching forward on the stool, the boy jerked viciously at his coat, attempting to pull it tight against the chill, but he'd long since outgrown the thing. In truth, he'd outgrown a great many things at Bexham, for when the birch rod cracked down upon the headmaster's desk an inch from his nose, Edward did not so much as flinch.
"Well, boy," barked Mr. Pettibone, "your father's finally come. Now what have you to say for yourself?"
Boldly lifting his gaze, Edward had only a shrug. It brought a small sort of satisfaction, the hard-honed ability to hold one's fear at bay, to sneer in the face of enmity, and to give as good as one got. But then, his was a small sort of life, a life of utter inconsequence, and for all that it mattered, not remotely like the life he'd been expected to live. The headmaster had begun to tap the birch impatiently on his desktop.
"Well, Mr. Hedge, do you see what Bexham's been up against?" he complained, staring over Edward's head, that cold, calculating look in his eye, that unbridled insolence.
"Aye, like his bitch of a mother," muttered Hedge so low only Edward...